Thank you, Elizabeth, wherever you are. Oh, there you are. Thank you, Liz. Was that Beethoven that you just played?
No, it was Bach.
That was my second guess. Bach. Nice to have Elizabeth Nash Copeland with Mom and Dad on Father's Day weekend, and she plans on taking off for the Branson area later today, and she and husband Sam are going to play in the this year's Branson Summer Music Festival. Is that close?
Sure.
Okay.
And Mom and Dad are taking care of my dog.
Yes, we're dog sitting for 2 weeks. He escaped this morning. Ruth rounded him up, didn't even use a lasso. Fourth chapter of Mark's Gospel, starting with the 26th and through the 32nd verse, printed on the back of your worship leaflet if you'd like to follow along this morning. And he, Jesus, said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed upon the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow, he knows not how. The earth produces of itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, and what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." By the way, we say happy birthday today to Patty McFeeters. Happy birthday, Patty. I don't think it's around number one yet, but have a good day. Father's Day. A few years ago, really several years ago, I remember my wife saying to me, "Dave, you better help Elizabeth with her homework while you still can. Before long, you know, she'll be in fourth grade." Though I also recall helping our oldest daughter with her math homework. Funny what sticks in your memory, little things, tiny things that just you remember. Her homework question asked, "How many miles does the spaceship travel on its flight to the moon and then back to Earth?" And she was baffled that her answer of 238,855 miles was not correct. Aha! But I pointed out that the question meant doubling that distance because it stated to the moon and back. They did not nominate me for a Nobel Prize in mathematics. But you know, it's not unusual that the minuscule things, the little happenings can stay for so long in our memories. The kingdom, in fact, is like seeds scattered on the earth. Small seeds scattered all across the soil, the ground. Jesus' words, "The kingdom of God is if someone would scatter seed on the ground." Now, you and I might call that here in one of the wonderful farming areas of the whole nation, call that inefficient farming. I mean, a lot of good seed would be lost if we simply scattered it across the soil. But Jesus here is not giving us lessons in agriculture. He is telling us about God's kingdom, saying that even the tiniest of seeds can produce an amazing harvest. One June morning in the year of 1859, Henry Dunant woke up and opened his window in his beloved country of Switzerland, and he heard people loudly, very passionately discussing something down on the street, and quickly he went down to see what was going on. He didn't hear very much at first, but he caught the words fighting and war through all that confusion. And eventually, he was able to determine that a war had started in Italy. So hastily, he packed a few things and set out. He wanted to see for himself what was going on. Henry arrived in Italy, where he saw soldiers fighting on the side of a hill near the town of Solferino. And it seemed that everybody was shooting at everyone else, and he watched as men were hit by the slugs, issuing horrible cries, falling to the ground. Henry had never seen anything like that before, and he felt he should do something to help the wounded men. So when the worst of the fighting stopped at dusk, he went to the nearby town, asking people to go to the battlefield with him. Ordinary citizens, homemakers, farmers, bakers, tailors, they responded right away, and they all went out there at night, giving as much aid as they could to the wounded people. And of course, it was difficult for Henry to forget what he'd seen once he returned home. So he decided to write down his experiences. He described the horrible sight of battle and all the lethal shooting. And he suggested that every country on earth should have a relief society, a kind of emergency aid service to help wounded soldiers. It was 5 years later when the first rescue society was organized in Geneva, Switzerland in 1864. And it was called, anybody know already? The Red Cross, that's right. And soon other countries joined the society. Everybody forgot all about Henri Dunant until an article appeared in a newspaper in 1895. And in 1901, he was given the very first Nobel Peace Prize. Who would have thought that simply being a spectator not far from a battle would bring about so much good? But Henry planted a seed that would germinate and help millions of people all over this world. Great harvests from tiny seeds. I had a teacher in high school who used to say to us, I think it was even before this particular saying became popular, he would say, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted." No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. Sow seeds of kindness every day. Plantings of compassion. Grains of graciousness. Plenty of them as often as we possibly can. Like seeds generously scattered all over the ground. The kingdom of God is like that, says our Savior. Let's also see something else this morning. Growth is happening. Growth is taking place even when we cannot see it. Good things are growing even if it's not evident to you or me. Said Jesus, the earth produces of itself first the stalk and then the head, then the full grain in the head. It's a mystery. It's a holy mystery. And centuries later, we still don't know exactly what causes a seed to sprout. So far, scientists have not been able to create a synthetic seed and make it grow. There's that holy mystery. Now, our task as Christians is to plant seeds. And we don't know if the grains we plant will ever take hold, but that should not discourage us. God's growth, God's life, does not take place because of our understandings or manipulations. It is the Lord's inner workings that activate living things. It reminds me of my Uncle Scoop back in Iowa. I don't know what his real name, we always called him Uncle Scoop. He wanted to raise chickens, so he bought 5,000 of them. They all died because he figured he'd planted them too close together. Now that's a joke. I did have an Uncle Scoop, though. You know, it's easy for us to lose patience and wonder, what's the use? We don't see much coming from our efforts, so we're tempted to give up and walk away. I think of teachers, by the way, who are wonderful at planting seeds. Little golden nuggets every day, every hour, hoping, praying, wondering if they'll take and build. Easy, though, for us to lose patience, but on Father's Day, we might think that our patience as parents can wear out. Well, it comes close now and then, doesn't it, dads and moms? But hold on, the parable of the scattered seed states that some seed will sprout, will grow, and turn into something beautiful for God and for others. Just about when we think nothing's going to happen, new life will rise up. So we do well to be patient because sometimes growth takes longer than we expect. But God so often works in hidden, quiet, underground ways, many times concealed from our sight. And we have to cultivate that faithful patience. Clarence and June adopted a daughter whom they were told had emotional problems. The administrator at the orphanage told Clarence, frankly, that the child would be better off staying there. But June and Clarence said faith and love and prayer would conquer any problems, and they adopted the child. However, it didn't take long before they realized that they may have made a mistake. As year after impossible year passed, they consulted with principals, counselors, psychiatrists, therapists, and teachers. Terms such as character disorder, sociopath, psychopathic personality were used to describe their daughter's behavior. And the experts all agreed there was no hope for improvement. Over the years, though, Clarence and June bathed that situation with prayer, thousands of prayers with no observable results. And eventually, the girl ran away. A short time later, she was apprehended and placed in a detention center and into halfway houses and foster homes. June and Clarence, in fact, lost track of her, and they lost all hope of ever seeing her again. Years later, though, they did manage to reestablish contact with their daughter, and they discovered, much to their amazement, that she finished high school, attended college, married, and was raising two beautiful, well-adjusted children. Clarence says, "We lost faith, but God was faithful, and heaven never stopped answering our prayers." Who would have ever thought that their daughter could have changed so much? At least in part, it was due to the thousands of seeds of love that they planted and those wonderful seeds of prayer that they invested into heaven's bosom. You see, in ways that we don't understand all the time, the eternal, the almighty is at work. God's ways are not our ways, and heaven's timing sometimes may be a bit slow to me and you. People, often so much in a hurry. Let's look at one more facet this morning of this: great things can come from small beginnings. Jesus explained that the kingdom of God is like this mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, the smallest of all seeds on earth. But from that smallest seed known in Jesus' day comes this large, fruitful shrub. And if you've ever actually seen a mustard seed, it is just a tiny, minuscule speck of a thing. But when it grows, even the birds in the Middle East can make nests in its branches. And you know, it could be hard to get excited about this because we live in an age of all sorts of amazing technology and discoveries. But for people living in pre-scientific days, it must have baffled their minds that something so large could come from this minuscule seed. This parable is a word of encouragement. Please receive it that way. It is a word of encouragement for us. Things might not be what you and I want them to be at this moment, but there's still hope. The Lord is moving, as they say, yes, in mysterious ways. Christ is with us even when our efforts are frustrated, because the Lord is the source of all good and growth. The Lord is always the source of everything that's good, helpful, hopeful, true, and blessed. Something remarkable eventually will take place if we continue to pray and believe and love and trust. I knew a man in the church I grew up in, and Mr. Roberts was a committed Christian and an excellent school teacher and coach. His prayers at the Lord's table certainly reflected his faith and his devotion. He had a genuine good word for everybody, and he seemed to radiate a gentle confidence. On his right hand ring finger, he wore a gold ring that had a round crystal at the very center of it, a crystal that magnified something tiny. You guessed it, a mustard seed. Mr. Roberts was a Mark chapter 4 believer. Even a little bit of something good planted often into hearts and minds can make an enormous difference. Let's be generous planters of seeds. Amen.